called them into, to go. And promised that they would become fishers of people. And something like that might be what it looks like for some of us to follow Jesus, to maybe completely change course, dropping everything to leave a current job or vocation and enter something completely new and different. Perhaps it's to hear God call you to be a missionary of some kind somewhere, either locally or further away, or maybe to go to seminary and go into quote-unquote full-time ministry, to follow Jesus into something completely new. For others of us, the call to Jesus maybe isn't so dramatic, at least on the surface. Maybe what it is to see where you are, right here, right now, your vocation or the current way that you've been using your gifts and time and energy and imagination and all of that, but to see all of that now in a different or a deeper light. That maybe Jesus' call isn't always to release or drop or leave that, who you are and what you've been doing, but maybe it's to leave or drop or release our understanding of what all of that means. For a new understanding. A new vision of what we've been up to all along. One that is seen in the light of the ever-drawing nearness of the kingdom of heaven. To know that the promise God makes here is that to follow Jesus, to hear him call to you, is a promise that you will be changed. And changed not just for yourself, but changed and equipped and empowered to join Jesus in his proclamation and teaching and work of the kingdom of heaven here and now. Yes, some may be called. Some of you, I don't know, may be called to drop their nets of one vocation or one particular way of life for something that looks completely different. Others of us, however, maybe even most of us, maybe it's not being called into doing something totally different, but rather being called into a new vision, an understanding of who we are, who Jesus is forming us and shaping us and creating us to be in whatever it is we are doing. I know here in this congregation, we have parents and children, grandparents and grandchildren. We have friends and neighbors. We have stay-at-home parents. We have painters and sculptors and engineers. We have medical professionals and musicians. We have teachers and professors and those who work in insurance. We have retirees and college students and younger students and those who are in search of work. We have computer programmers and assisted living workers. We have retail workers and bosses and employees and those who are self-employed. We have husbands and wives and brothers and sisters. We have all sorts people with all sorts of callings and vocations. And in all of these things, all these vocations, these callings, right? That's what vocation means, calling. In all of these things, these places God has put us and planted us, in all of them, Jesus is giving us, giving you a promise. So what might it mean for us to hear this promise this morning? And where you are and who you are in it. To hear Jesus calling you right where you are. Calling you to follow him in proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of heaven wherever you find yourself. What might it look like to cast the nets of the kingdom as a parent, a grandparent, as a child, or a student, as a friend, as a neighbor, as a teacher, a professor, or an artist, Or even as someone who's still trying to figure out what in the world you're supposed to be doing. Or as an engineer, or a retiree, as an employee, or an employer. Jesus has come, not just to call us into the kingdom of heaven, which by the way, Jesus' proclamations about the nearness of this kingdom of heaven, they are not so much about how to make sure you have a ticket to another world after you die, but they are proclamations about the reality, the news, that in him, in Jesus, God's rule and reign and realm of grace and mercy, judgment and justice, love and shalom, redemption and the defeat of all the things of sin and death, that in him, all the things of being made new are showing up and invading this world. In short, the reality, it's the reality of that prayer we pray every week, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of heaven has drawn near. Jesus has come to call us to follow him in casting that net far and wide, here and now, wherever we find ourselves. Casting the net, the kingdom of heaven, in and through your life, my life, our life together, that he has promised. That he has promised to be shaping, forming, and creating in us. This promise of ministry is a promise of grace. Grace for you, grace for those around you, and grace for this world. There can be no other word used to describe what it is for God to call us into this ministry, for Jesus to call and equip and shape and form us to be partners in, to reflect his very work. The good news of the kingdom of heaven that is ever drawing near in him. Calling us, calling you into the promise of a kingdom purpose. This idea of nets. I love this image of fishing here, like we talked about with the children. This particular image of nets, right? Matthew is clear to tell us this by telling us how these four had been fishing, right? It's not a fishing image with hooks and injury or any sort of bait and switch, is it? No, it's one of gathering in. Of gathering in the net of God's grace and healing and hope and promise. Gathering in the net of the kingdom of heaven. These early disciples, these early followers of Jesus, yes, they dropped everything. And yes, they followed this man, Jesus, into an unknown and an uncertain future. They did so on the basis of the promise that they had heard from him, the promise Jesus had given them, that they would be made, changed, formed, and created into the sorts of people that God would use to cast his grace and love, redemption, and shalom into the world. They did so because this net that they were being called to cast and proclaim, it was the very thing they recognized was holding them and had gathered them in as well. I do not know where God is specifically and particularly calling each of us as individuals, but I do know God has called all of us into this promise. Not that it looks the same for all of us, or that God calls all of us to quit current jobs or stations in life or things like that and go become, I don't know, itinerant wandering creatures or anything like that. For some, maybe, right? Following Jesus might mean a radical change in profession. But for others of us, even most of us, following Jesus means realizing and seeing, understanding that how we engage life and the world and live and move in it, including our jobs and careers or family relationships, they are not just things that we do, but they are people that we are called to be. And they are a part of this net of grace and love and redemption that Jesus has come to cast. He has come to invite us to cast with him. That is his promise. Whatever it is we do, or find ourselves doing, and it doesn't mean that it has to look like finding a way to start a Bible study at your job or whatever, for it to be an answer to Jesus' calling and promise here. That is certainly not a bad thing. That's a good thing. And absolutely maybe something that God is calling you to do or be a part of, but it is also so much wider and deeper than that. Because I dare say that whatever we are doing, whatever our vocation, vocations, right? Most of us aren't just computer programmers or just a spouse or just a parent. We wear all sorts of hats. We have all sorts of a myriad of colleagues, right? We're someone's neighbor and friend and bowling team member or volunteer on the PTA, all these things, right? God's promise is that whether we are dropping or releasing something like that and picking up something completely new, or we're holding on to where God has us, picking up a new way of looking at it and seeing it and understanding it, Jesus promises that in him we will be made new. Who we are in those things will be made new. And in all of those things, he promises grace, that we may become more and more agents of the beauty, the order, the abundance of the kingdom that has drawn near and that is ever drawing near in Jesus. Places and opportunities to cast nets of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control of the kingdom of heaven drawn and drawing near. Many of you know that my Aunt Donna died suddenly a little over a week ago. Donna was, among other things, an artist. That was a vocation of hers. She also had a career as a teacher in the Richmond, Virginia public school system. Another particular vocation of hers. We flew down to Richmond early Friday morning, and we were down there Friday and yesterday, the past few days, to be with my family. Donna was my mom's older sister. And at the service yesterday, one of the scripture readings was from part of 2 Corinthians 4 and then into the beginning of 2 Corinthians 5. And there's one particular verse in there that says this: "For we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal." My Aunt Donna had been called, created, formed by God to be an artist, to be a teacher. And again, just two of so many other things that she was. You know what she did in her artwork? And this isn't unique to her. This is pretty much what artists do. Trust me, I'm married to one. They're strange creatures, but they're wonderful creatures. This is what artists do. Donna, in her work, she invited us. Artists invite us to see things in a new way. To express, to look through what is visible, and to see the invisible that is behind the visible. Challenging us to see the world in a new way, in a new perspective, with a new light shining through, all sorts of things like that. And a teacher? Goodness, teachers do this too, don't they? Doesn't matter what the subject matter is. Teachers encourage, push, prod, pull, sometimes kicking and screaming. Sometimes that's a student, and sometimes that's a teacher kicking and screaming, right? But calling and inviting a student to see something they haven't seen before, hadn't been able to see before, a new concept, new ideas, a new way of doing something, a new vision, new imagination for what their life could look like and involve, making what had been invisible visible for that student. Donna didn't just paint crosses or pictures of Jesus. Actually, she didn't do that at all. She didn't run Bible studies in the school. Boy, oh boy. in the places where God had called her and placed her. Everyone that encountered her, was invited into this verse, making the invisible visible. Whether they knew it or not, they were invited into that. Because she was faithful too. She was faithful in her particular calling, where God had placed her, who God had made her to be. Because Jesus is faithful in his promises. So here's the question. Where does God have you? What are your vocations, your callings in life? Remember, this is wider than just what somebody pays you to do. That's part of it. It's also your callings as a friend, as a neighbor, your hobbies, your family relationships, all these sorts of things. And things, they may be particular vocations in there that are for a season, maybe for longer. But where might Jesus be inviting you into his ministry of the kingdom? Maybe it does mean letting go, releasing, dropping what you're doing. Maybe it means simply letting go, releasing, dropping your understanding, your vision, your perspective of what you're doing to see what God is doing in through you, what you're already at work doing. Picking up Jesus' vision of it. His perspective of what's going on in and through who you are. The invisible that's behind the visible. So what is it? Where do you find yourself? But whatever it is, know this. Jesus' promise of ministry is a promise of grace to you. Because it is a promise that he is making us into people whose lives reflect more and more the kingdom of heaven, drawn and drawing near in him. It is a promise of grace because it is a promise that his kingdom is ever at work, gathering in, sheltering, pulling close, reconciling all things in him. Is a promise of grace. Because it is a promise that all who follow him will be changed by him and will get to be a part of this proclamation of the kingdom of heaven that has drawn near and is drawing near. And family, that is quite a promise. Let us pray. Lord, that you are a God of promises to us, we give you thanks. Lord, help us to see. Give us new vision, new eyes, new sight to see where you have called us to be and to see your work in it and through it. Lord, may we be changed by following you. Lord, that we may reflect more and more this kingdom that has called us, this kingdom that we have been caught up in Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. I invite you now to stand in body or in spirit as you are able, as we sing.